What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome on into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael here as well. I tried to bring it in slow, Randy. You still look disapproving.
No, what's happening, man? It is a beautiful Monday morning. No, I was adjusting my ear volume and everything like that. You were fine as you brought it in. As you were, I appreciate you filling in today as Bunker is taking the day. A wonderful anniversary Monday. Also, baby girl Lily is turning 5 today, so he wanted to spend some time with his two favorite gals. So wish them a lot of love and everything like that. As like I said, it was a great, hot, steamy, but fun weekend, man. I mean, just a lot of fun, and hopefully everybody enjoyed the weekend.
Do you have any family birthdays or family events that fall either together with each other or on other holidays?
No. I'm thinking about it. No. I have a cousin named Verge. Verge, just, matter of fact, just is a dime doctor now, you know, just finished his residency and everything. He was born on Thanksgiving. And so we automatically always think that his birthday is Thanksgiving, but it actually isn't. It's on his, I think it's November 24th.
So my brother is the 27th.
Yeah, yes.
And so this year, among other years, Thanksgiving falls on his birthday.
Yes.
I've always wondered, and obviously for them, they can't control the date of birth for a kid, but because it falls on in the same weekend, same area. I do always wonder, because my brother has the same thing.
Yeah.
I think one of their kids' birthdays is around their anniversary, too.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you guys don't get to celebrate anymore.
No, you don't. No, it's all about the children. It's all about the kids. And little mama has turned 5. I got a chance to talk to her this morning and everything. And she was singing a song to me about happy birthday to her. But she's fired up to be 5.
My dad's got this problem, too. His is 2 days before mine.
Okay.
And my sister as well, twins. And I was like, do we ever, like, really celebrate my dad's birthday? Or does he just kind of get thrust into, like, Abe and Eva are having a birthday, and here's your name written on their cake as well?
Pretty much.
That's
I mean, but that's dad. That's dad, man. You know,
they were the big ones that he gets more shout, right?
We'll take what we can get. I mean, look at you. You had a big historic birthday on Monday.
We did, right? Yeah.
You and your sister turning a big 4-0.
That's right.
And you didn't do anything because you got to train. All right.
You saw the photos and videos. We did something yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm saying you got to do it on the day of, man. You got to do it on the day of. When you turn 40, it ain't no, I got to wait till this weekend. No, you got to do it on that day.
The Falcons gave me a slice of cake.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Really?
You were there.
Oh, yeah. Talking about up at Flower Branch. Okay,
yeah.
They did give you a piece of cake. They did. So I take that back. We did celebrate. We didn't get a chance to sing to you or nothing like that, but it looked like you and your sister
had a
wonderful time and everything like that. But yeah, turning 40, that you just like you kind of breeze through it. Like, it's A's birthday and it's 40? Like, you act like it was like 42 or something. It's 40.
Yeah, to be fair, you're right.
It's a big deal.
And this actually went into, by the way, the training paid off. Race went well. We'll talk about it.
Oh, no.
I also, like, declared post-race, like, never again. I'm just not signing up for this race again. And that kind of played its role into it. It was like, I didn't celebrate my birthday. I probably should have. And so maybe next year I will.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll talk about the race, or we won't. I don't know. We'll see how long I stand up during the show. My calves are in some sort of, I don't know what's going on. Friday night, Randy. Atlanta Falcons preseason football featuring mostly guys that are going to be practice squad, second team, third team, whatever it is. They do fall to the Titans 23-20 late. A sack there in the two-minute drill takes the team out of – I thought maybe they should have gave Lenny Krieg an opportunity to take that kick.
Yeah, why not?
It was going to be super long, like 65, 70. But, like, why not?
Yeah.
But and I know it was Young Wei Koo's game, and Koo probably doesn't have that distance. Yeah, Krieg was taking the kickoffs, though.
Yeah, I mean,
and so I was like, let him go out there.
Why not? I mean, give it an opportunity to, like you said, to tie the game. I thought it was, same old typical preseason game. Thought that, when you look at where defensively, because that's mainly where I looked at. Of course, you watched some of the offense nights, had a couple of nice big explosive plays, another turnover, which you always like. No matter what team it is, you do create turnovers. James Pierce forces an errant throw. All the things. I thought Dorless played really good again.
Yeah.
I think this young man is going to be a real factor in that interior of that defensive line. Thought Harrison played really good this game. We know Jalen didn't play because of the groin. So hopefully they let him just let – because I saw a couple of Rod's statements from this morning saying they're going to let him, take it slow with him this week, and hopefully they can rev him up next week and get him ready for the season.
It's nice on his behalf that they're not overly reliant on just him
right.
in this situation.
Right.
You have Floyd, you have Pierce, and so you can kind of rotate him in a little bit lighter work, hopefully for week one, because if it was just him and you're just hoping, you're our pass rush, like it would have been a real problem. It still may be. We'll see how it plays out. I thought it was a little bit of a mixed bag for James Pierce. He played a lot.
Yes.
He got a lot of reps.
Yes.
I thought for the most part he was handled decently well by the Titans, but as you mentioned, there were times where he was impactful, and it may not show up on his stat sheet,
yes.
but ultimately he had his say in some important parts of that game.
Yeah, he had a boo-boo. Like, he lost contain. He went inside, and forced him in, and the quarterback was allowed to break contain. He had a nice play on the I think they ran, like, a counter trade where the guards come to pull and kick him out. Did a great job of wrong shouldering that and causing the confusion up there in the middle of the field. Yeah, I mean, he's just going to continue because he's going to be a big part of what they want to do defensively. But I just, again, turnovers. That's the one thing they lack. They lack sacks and turnovers. And in these couple games, you've seen turnovers. Noah, again, with against the twos, and most of those guys that were out there aren't going to be on the team. But it's just something to go in and you can see – Brick his mentality of aggressiveness and being able to take the ball away from other teams.
So I want to make a blanket statement here, and then you could probably tell me why I'm wrong on this. It didn't feel like the defense had the pop they did in the first game.
No, it wasn't the same way. I agree with that. I agree. It could
Is
be,
that because of joint practices?
It could be. It could be. It could be that right there. But, I mean, I think you still want to find a way to – because you're still playing with backups out there. They got problems with their second offensive line.
Yeah. So, oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, they're going to have to address some of those things after this week and see
if
they can.
That's the one where you're looking for other teams making cuts.
Yeah, you're going to have to upgrade that. And one thing, because, it's hard for any team to stay healthy a whole year.
Yeah.
And you saw last year a couple guys, McGarry went down and things like that. But you want to be able to.
I couldn't help but thinking that,
if
though.
Somebody goes down, you want to be able to have somebody to come in and fill. And, again, it could be one guy up there that's going to make the team, and that one guy can't make the other four guys great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it could be a situation like that. But, yeah, they got to figure out something with that backup line.
Yeah. For what it matters, Young Wei Koo, it was his game. He goes 2-for-2, 42 and 39. He made both PATs. A little bit of news this morning as well. Obviously, Emory Jones forced Easton Stick back into the game. He took a
rocked.
Big hit trying to fight for a first down, trying to make a play.
Get out, young fella.
It's preseason.
Get out, young fella.
How much of this maybe it's tough for you to relate to because where you were in your career was relatively safe, right?
What do you mean?
He's really fighting for a roster spot.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I understand.
He knows
why,
he's on the
– I understand why you do it. You want to go – I mean, you never know – I mean, you're already on the bubble. You're the fourth quarterback. And then you're in a situation where you're just trying to make a play and everything. And I understand what he was doing.
Trying to show stuff for other teams as well.
I understand what he was trying to do. Get your ass down, fella. get out, young fella. And live – and I've always learned this – a long time ago, learn and live to fight another play.
We got to remember, as much as you're trying to show something, so are the guys on that defense.
Yes, and they coming to get you.
So Emory Jones was he gets hurt. It came out before Raheem's comments today that Ben DiNucci, free agent quarterback, is going to join the squad. Raheem then said that, as expected, no Kirk Cousins, no Michael Penix in the final preseason game on Friday against Dallas, right here on 92.9 The Game. So it's going to be Easton Stick, and I don't even know how much of Easton Stick we're going to see on the final game. It might be a lot of Ben DiNucci.
I still think you're going to get to see Easton Stick early.
Maybe a quarter.
Yeah, you still get to see him, but you just don't want to pit Ben DiNucci out there.
He's
going to be
great.
There a whole week.
He didn't look great early.
Oh, he did not. No, he did.
Now,
no, he did not.
When he got forced back into the game,
he was fine.
He looked a lot better.
Yes, but he was.
You're
not
talking
good.
About facing second teamers in the first half, and maybe third and fourth teamers, guys that aren't going to be on the squad later in the game.
Well, hopefully, he don't got to play this year. You know,
I mean, bro.
Yeah, let's just hope there's a situation where you don't have to hear his name called as going in as the quarterback, because if Easton Stick is playing quarterback for the Falcons this year, it's been a damn disaster.
Now, a couple of guys that are on the bubble for the Falcons 53: Chris Blair, straight game with a touchdown, 52 yards on this one. I don't know where he's going to line up with the numbers. I mean, him and Sills and Drummond are kind of all in that discussion.
Yeah.
Because Washington's safe, and then you go through the rest. And if Mooney's healthy, you know, I don't know what the numbers
and
are
that's
there.
The thing about it is, if Mooney's going to be there for the beginning of the season, then if he's not, if he's going to be out,
right?
Then Chris Blair should be that guy, that next guy.
And it's I don't know if you can hold him on a practice squad after two straight games with touchdowns and. Who knows? And then Nathan Carter, it looks to me like he's been very explosive at the running back position, but you've also got, I don't know if you're even going to carry three. You got Carlos Washington there, who was probably ahead of him initially. I just, again, 43-yard touchdown run in the second half, and he looks like he's got a little pop, too.
He can fly. He got some juice about him. Now, I mean, they're going to keep three running backs. They're going to keep three tailbacks. This is all about who's going to be that third guy. And then also when you look at the third back, he's also a guy that could be on somebody's roster that gets cut. And that's always the business of what you look, because you got your first two guys, and then obviously you want to run a third guy who can have maybe some return ability, also can play teams. And so if that's the case, then you always are going to scour the wire when other cuts are made for a guy that could probably do it better than one of these young men. Even though he's been here, and these prime candidates for practice squad guys. These are prime practice squad candidate guys. But in case you want to get somebody that can actively or been in the league or had a couple years of service, you probably will go and try to find a player that's going to get cut by somebody.
I will say this. When I look at the potential 53-man roster and the potential practice squad, this might be the best practice squad that they've assembled. Like, there have been so many years, Randy, where I'm like, I don't want to call a guy up from the practice squad. I don't think this guy can play in the NFL. I know they're trying to develop, blah, 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 blah. We've kind of seen a shift in practice squad in recent years. There have been a lot more veterans that have made some noise in practice squads waiting for their turn. But, again, if you look at what could be the Falcons practice squad this year, I think you're going to have guys at receiver that can make plays, whether it's Sills, whether it's Chris Blair, whether it's Drummond. I don't know how the numbers. But same thing with Carter and some other guys. You're probably going to have maybe a pass rusher that just loses out on the rotation this year. Khalid Kareem potentially is a practice squad guy.
He didn't play last game. Did he play?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, he didn't play. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But the numbers are the number. Like, it gets so wonky when you get to the practice squad delegation, because 53 is tough, man.
Yeah, it is. And it's not even really the 53. You're really
46, right?
It's 46 that dress, but you're really kind of fine. Maybe four. I mean, they don't have 10 open spots. It's probably five at the most.
I'm like four.
Probably five at the most, where guys who are playing right now to be one of those five. And hell, it might be down to three. You know, and
I don't know how many
and
safeties.
Then you think about, as we said before, the other 31 teams, their players that you might want to look at or something like that. So, yeah, I think there's probably maybe five open spots right now.
The other bit of news this morning is the Falcons parted ways with DJ Chark. Yes. I don't know. I'm not that surprised. When I saw him as late as he was in the preseason game, he was trying to make some plays that were incredibly tough catches, didn't come down with any of them. And I'm just like, I don't know. When I look at what, again, we talk about Blair, we talk about Washington, we talk about Sills, we talk about Agnew, who we haven't really seen. I'm just like, I don't know if Chark's making this team, and ultimately right now at least he didn't.
No, he was brought in to maybe find something a spark. Not even there's a spark because he's a veteran. He's been around.
See what's there.
And see what's there. Kick the cans or kick the tires or whatever that is.
There you go. Yeah. Unfortunately, didn't happen. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. When we come back, we'll tell you what's trending, including the Braves are red hot.
Look at them.
And they might stay red hot tonight. We'll tell you all about it on the other side. It's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
First and 10, the 43 of Tennessee. Here's a straight drop by Allen. He'll cut it loose. It's intercepted. Picked off Natron Brooks. Looking for room at the near side. 30 down to the 26 of the Titans.
It's football season when that damn West love me. Can't wait to listen to Wes and Dave.
And they're always fun to listen to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One of two forced turnovers there. Also got a fumble punched out there by a third-string tight end whose name I will definitely butcher, so I'm not even going to try it. But that's all right. Falcons do fall 23-20. But, again, it's preseason. We both agree the result is not.
Yeah. No, I mean.
Everyone made a big deal when you go 0-4. Yes, everyone made a big deal when the Ravens, because running, like, people are going to make a big deal, and we'll talk about it in NFL No Huddle. Like, the Bills lost 38-0.
It's a big deal. Get your ass okay. whipped.
okay.
Yeah, get your ass just whipped. Yeah, it's a big
but it's
deal.
Not a big enough deal to be like, week three of the preseason, no. Josh Allen's playing.
No. But
he ain't going to get us again.
It's a big deal when you get your ass beat 38 to nothing.
Fair enough. Sorry. Well, the Falcons have been in two very competitive preseason games for whatever that matters.
Yeah.
A little bit of good, a little bit of bad from Easton Stick. I think we saw why he's,
13.
Yeah. It is what it is. So there you go. One thing that has been good recently is the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, man. Look at Michael Harris.
Michael Harris, since the All-Star break, essentially the best hitter in baseball. And I'm not.
It's not an exaggeration.
No, it's not. I think he has more hits, the multi-hits and all that. And the other thing here is their key hits, including the one he had Saturday night.
Here's the bat. See if it works. It does. It's high. It's deep. Long gone. Three-run bomb for Michael Harris, and Atlanta has opened it up in the fifth.
Changeup right down the middle. And look at Marcel. He knew it. 452 feet here for Michael Harris.
I love that part when they show Marcel on second just raise the hand because it was out of here, man. And it was that 8 multi-game hits in a row or something like that for Michael. I mean, Michael's been – I mean, you think about it, Abe. I was just like, damn, if he could have did this. And I know the whole if
and if Acuna stayed healthy in the rotation. All of that. I got it.
And good. It was good to see Ronnie back out there also.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, but still, just the way – and we keep talking about it, just enjoy what you can enjoy because they're playing their ass off. It's unfortunate that it's coming at a time where it's coming, but – they are playing well. Michael has figured it out. If you want to talk about the hands are higher or lower or whatever, I don't care what it is. This dude has found something, and hopefully he just could continue this right here because, he was never not going to be the center fielder. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
You
remember when people, agreed.
They were like, oh, take it. I just asked the question. I was like, well, do you think about it? But then I'm thinking about, well, who's at AAA better than him? And so he's figured it out, Abe, and it's been really fun to see. His team's been really fun to watch. Sometimes you don't look at the record and just watch the game and enjoy the process of what's happening.
Randy, I know where they are, and I understand the standings. I'm sorry if I still get amped up every time they do something. It's the Braves fan in me that almost like I ignore the standings and assume that they're front-running the division, and I'm still getting amped up. I'm like, 8 spot, boys, took them to town. Like, let's go. Don't look at division. Don't mind the fact that we're 12 games below 500. Or whatever the number is. When they took it to the Mets, I was like, heck yeah, man.
Yeah, because it's the Mets.
But so they took it to the Guardians. I was like, a sweep? A sweep, man. Like, they've won 5 in a row. They won 8 of their last 9. They've won 3 straight series. And I get it.
Damn, can we go back like this, the way
but
they're
it's
playing
still fun.
In June?
It's still
like,
fun.
I missed June already anyways.
Yeah.
So let's just, like you said, being a fan of a team, it sucks that they are where they are, but at the same time, it is fun watching them play well and watching your favorite players play well also. I think that's how I get through the rest of the season because we know this. Ain't nothing worse than having a sorry-ass baseball team because of the fact of how long the damn season is.
Well, now you've also got excitement when Hurston Waldrop is throwing, and he's looked outstanding. I thought he got kind of a rough shake last year anyways. I thought he was better than some of the numbers showed. Obviously, a lot has been made about the talks that he had with Sean Murphy when Murphy was down there and the impact that has had on Waldrop, and I think he's showing it now. And I don't know, it all just starts to come together, and let's start with Harris here. Are you completely now gone of concern for next year? Because that was the thing, right?
No.
It's still a – because we've seen him get hot at times. He got hot, not quite this hot, but he got hot at the end of last year.
Right.
Where everyone came in this year's like top 5 center fielder in baseball. I still think that guy's there.
Yes,
I think
he is.
He's showing it now.
Yes, he is.
But he also just can't be hot for a month. And then next season starts and he's cold for 4 months to start the year and we're having this issue again. We're seeing that it's there. Now you got to find how to keep it there consistently. And again, it doesn't have to be at this level where he just has more hits than anyone in baseball, more extra base hits.
Yes.
I mean, dude, 452?
Like crazy.
The home runs he's hitting are Acuna-esque. They're not wall scrapers.
They're out of here. I mean, I know Michael got power. I didn't know he did. I ain't see 455.
He's got that natural swing where when it's timed right,
it's gone.
And it's sweet spot of the bat,
it's gone.
And I was talking with Bo the other day. One of his home runs last week, literally went over the zero in 408.
Yes.
Like, it was as dead center as you could get. There's a painting on the wall, the distance, it's 408. It went over the zero. Yes. Like, it was dead center. Sweet spot of the bat, barreled it up, and that thing was long gone as well. So he's just in one of those runs right now, and it's fun to see. And it's fun to watch the Braves win games. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. They go against the White Sox tonight, Spencer Strider, hoping he can, whatever mental funk or physical funk,
get out of
going
it.
On. I think I had mentioned this last week, or I had it on the rundown, whatever. Maybe I was talking off air with Bunk. I think his best start of the year came against the White Sox previously. He had like 13 strikeouts in a 7-inning outing, whatever it was. So maybe again tonight. We'll see. But there you go. Unfortunately, things have not turned in the favor of Atlanta United. They fall 3-1 to Chicago. It's a death march. Like, it's 8 matches, and then we'll be done with that. College football's pretty much here.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Dream, they lost to Seattle in a close one Friday night. They came back and beat the Valkyries last night, 79-63. I think I saw Ryan Howard was like a plus 23 last night.
It seemed like everybody on the team hit a damn 3-pointer last night.
I don't think anyone had more than 15 points. Yeah. They had a bunch of
threes going up.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of threes made yesterday. So these ladies, they're playing that. They're behind.
They are very quietly.
And they're very good.
The second
seed.
Now, right now, Minnesota's far and away.
Yes.
But they are the second.
They're right there.
They are number 2 in the WNBA right now. And they're playing Las Vegas tomorrow night.
Which I can't wait.
That's a late game, so you know, who knows. We mentioned it. Ben DiNucci added by the Falcons, free agent. There you go. A couple of things I want to mention here in golf, and we'll start with what took place at the BMW Championship. He was down, I think, 4 strokes, turned that around in a 5-hole span, and then Scottie Scheffler with an exclamation point on 17.
Scottie Scheffler, 82 feet from the hole. He's off the green left in the rough. Lifts this out of the rough onto the putting surface. Now bringing it down the slope towards the hole. Slowly moving. Now picking up speed. That's getting close to the hole. Now picking up speed. Getting close. Scottie Scheffler. And that is right near it in. He made it. Chip and birdie. Oh, my goodness. Do you believe it? Scottie Scheffler. Birdies. Hole out. 17. 15 under.
Freaking shot.
What a call, by the way. What, like, the building of that shot. That's a very good broadcast. I don't know who that was. But yeah, it's one of those things when, and I don't know how many times you watch the replay of it, Randy. I'm most fascinated by his reaction because he starts seeing it early. And he knows. I mean, he's probably 2 or 3 seconds before it gets to the hole. He's already got his putter up in the air. I mean, he knows it's going in. Scottie Scheffler, obviously on a heater all season. He's the first since Tiger Woods did it to win 5 or more tournaments in back-to-back years. He's going to be front and center at the Tour Championship, which, by the way, this Thursday and Friday, you can join us and Dukes and Bell live at the Tour Championship, East Lake. We're going to be at the Tito's Stillhouse as they're going for the FedEx Cup. You excited mostly just that it's air conditioned indoors?
Hell yeah.
That's what I trust me. Yeah. As soon as Conte sent me this read, I was like, please say Stillhouse. Please say Tito's. I'm begging you. Coverage of the Tour Championship on 92.9 The Game is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eat, Drinks, and Scenic Views, and by Bobby Jones Golf Course, golf open to everyone, by Georgia Hemp Company, come visit the brand new locations. And by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. Tour Championship Thursday, Friday, midday show, and Dukes of Bell, Tito Stillhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Also want to give a shout-out to Mason Howell, 18-year-old Georgia golf commit, takes the title at the U.S. Amateur out there in California. And he's had a big year, also was there at the U.S. Open.
And, go, and young fella.
Did some stuff. I think he's still got a senior season coming
of
high school. So terrifying to see him there, the Thomasville youngster. Congrats to him. All right, when we come back, our good friend Harry Douglas had a list of his top 5 college football traditions. We'll see if you agree. And then I also have a question for Randy. He said on Friday he had a dry run of what Saturdays in the college football season are going to look like. I want to dive a little deeper into that as well. It's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Welcome back into the Midday Show here on a Monday morning. Almost to noon. We'll switch it to the afternoon. It's Abe Gordon, Andy out today. He'll be back tomorrow alongside Randy McMichael. This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Got a lot coming in the noon hour. We're going to talk some college football here, but we got like a college football news and notes coming later. There's a lot of different things I want to get to in regards to college. The Big Ten.
What the hell's going on?
I know, man. What you're doing.
What is?
I know what you're doing, and I'm gonna call you out for it.
What is going on?
We'll deal with that. A little bit of surprise, I guess. Maybe not. After the show, Michigan announced they're going to appeal those penalties. Well, we'll talk about that at 12:20. In the NFL No Huddle, we're going to talk about preseason week two and some of the observations. The Browns quarterback battle is fascinating. Dylan Gabriel showing out yesterday or Saturday. And we'll talk about all that and some other things, including why you think that Bills 38-0 to the Bears.
You got your ass whooped.
I know. But
yeah,
like,
I know it's preseason. It's
guys
count,
that aren't starting.
But you still don't want to go out there and put that kind of performance together. I don't care if you back up or not. You don't,
I get that.
You don't go out there and get your blank pushed back.
I do want to get to one NFL story here before we dive into college football. And that is the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson.
Right.
And there's been a lot reported over the last 24 hours. It kind of started with the idea that, hey, we haven't gotten anywhere on the conversation, and so now we're a lot more open to a team.
Right.
There's been a couple of teams kind of loosely attached, and I don't know how much of that's a report and how much of that is just, well, it makes sense for them to add this guy, that guy, whatever. Now there's been some reports today of, like, here's an offer, like a tangible offer of a second rounder and a player that they had on the table that they said no to.
They want a first, a player.
Does that player need to be a pass rusher, and does that player need to be start ready day one?
Yes. If I'm moving a player like Trey Henderson, because the thing about it is that you're getting Trey Henderson, you also got to give him a new contract. And I think, so, in my opinion, the logical place for him would be the Patriots. If I'm the Patriots, I don't know what they are as far as who they could send back in the trade, but I do know that they got the money. They got plenty of cap space to be able to give him that deal. Now, if I'm the Bengals, I know you want a pass rusher, but I'm asking for Christian Gonzalez. You know, but I know ain't no way in the hell I'm parting with that dude. That dude, there's a damn stud, but he's also up for his contract, and he's going to be the highest paid corner in the league when he gets his deal. And so it goes back and forth like that. But if I'm the Patriots, I'm giving them a call. But this thing right here should have been over. They should have moved
Keon White
for Trey Hendricks. For Trey Hendricks
and a draft pick.
Keon White and a first for Trey Hendrickson. And
if I'm trying to look at, like, if I'm the Patriots and I'm like, we're going to have to give someone who's a dude, Keon White.
Keon White, first round pick for Trey Henderson and a new contract?
Who says no?
I wouldn't say no.
If you're the Patriots?
If you're the Patriots.
Are you okay giving up Keon White?
Because Keon, he's still a developing player.
But so had a pretty good year.
He's a developing player, and you love him working with Vrabes. You know what I mean? That's what Vrabe does. That's his specialty right there, what Keon does. So you will love that. To have him develop under,
I feel like that's a guy that if you're the Bengals, you can look at him and say, all right, we'll take that guy.
Yeah.
And one of the bigger holdups in regards to Hendrickson is the amount of guaranteed money after this year. I think the current deal, he's got no money right now after this season that's guaranteed. And I think he wants a boatload of money that's guaranteed.
Yeah. Which he deserves. Which he deserves, man. I know that
my only hesitation.
The number is always 30. He's 30 years old and everything like that. But I mean, how he had what? I mean, so he might drop down to 14 sacks. I mean, the dude is a pass rush specialist. He's going to put up numbers. That's what he does. And so, I mean, but this whole thing with the Bengals, he should have been gone a long time ago. And because him thinking that they were going to give him what he wants, especially after what they just went through this offseason, all the money they've doled out already to the offensive side of the guys, he should have been on somebody's team.
So do you think ultimately that he plays for Cincy this year? Do you think he's going to get moved before week one?
I don't think he's going to play, even if he's not moved.
Or do you think he might just sit out?
I think he's going to sit out.
Full on sit out?
Yeah, I think he's going to sit out. I would. But, I mean, I can't say I would because I like my money, and I don't like giving it away. I don't care how much money you get in a contract. You can't make back that $1 million, so I ain't got time for that.
Mm-mm. Is there any world in which there's just a he and Micah get swapped?
No.
It doesn't make sense financially for either team. Does it? You're not saving any money.
No, you're not saving any money. But I'm saying if you're Dallas, why would you – like, this thing with Micah is going to get done on
– So you don't buy any of those comments?
Yeah, I buy a lot of it. I mean, he's
put the money covers it up.
He ain't no more fed up than Myles Garrett was. Now, this seems a little bit personal between him and Jerry.
But anyways,
if they give Micah the contract he wants, he'll be fine. I think it's going to get signed because they played the opening Thursday night. It's going to get done Thursday morning.
No.
You'll get done Thursday.
Come on.
Dak was on a bus ride to the damn game when he got his contract extension last year. So, wow. Yeah, I can see Jerry
doing it. But he wasn't going to sit out.
I can see Jerry Jerry doing it that Thursday morning. Just so the Cowboys can get more pub. I can see it.
All right. I got some questions here for college football, and we're going to circle back to Harry Douglas's five college football traditions he ranked as the top five. Did you had mentioned last week, and I had written this up before you even brought it to air. You mentioned you were going to maybe kind of dry run a little bit of what your Saturday is going to look like. Did that take place on Saturday?
Yeah, it did, man. And the crazy thing is because now Samson's playing ball, and so all of his games on this – because his first game this weekend didn't go too well. Shout out to Mill Creek 12U. They got us this weekend. But, I mean, you know, the defense gave up 7 points. My son is starting nose guard, and he played really, really well. That heat warmed down because he's playing both ways. So, like, kind of by the fourth quarter, they were a little tired out there. But I thought Samson really played good. I thought the defense played well. Just had some mishaps on offense that hopefully coaching them can iron out. But, yeah, Mill Creek, they gave it to us this weekend. I met a Mill Creek cheerleader's dad. It was so funny. So I'm walking, I get to the dropping Sampson off, going, and I went back to downtown Lilburn and had me a couple beers before the game and came back, and I'm walking, got my Georgia hat on. Guy's like, "Go Dogs." Same to you. So we're walking, and then Donna texts me, "Bring the umbrella out the car." So I go back, and so I walk past him. He's like, "What's your name?" I'm like, "Randy," blah, blah. We were just talking. And I was like, "Damn, ain't no beers out here, is it?" He was like, "No, but we can go to the store." I was like, "I don't even know you." And he's like, "It's all right. I'm not going to kidnap you or anything." So I'm like, "Cool, let's go." We jump in this car, ride to the corner store down there, grab some brews, man. And he's such a good dude. I forgot his name already. But he's a good guy. Yeah, and he was really cool and everything. But I was thinking, I was like, you're out here. And it was so damn hot, Abe. I mean, it was hot as hell. Ain't no shade, no football field. But, yeah, so that morning before the game, I tried to go down to the basement, get everything set, because usually he has to be at the game an hour before. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to map out how I'm going to do this, how much beer time I'm going to get in before the game. I'm not good. Come on, it's Saturday. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Everybody had coolers. I have a lot of questions, actually. And if you don't want to answer them, just
everybody had coolers.
Say next. Because you have multiple setups. You have the basement setup. Yeah. Then you also have the pool setup.
Yes.
So what is your TV? Are you a one TV guy? Do you have two screens?
One TV guy. I mean, it's possible.
How many do you have?
It's three of them in the basement.
Okay.
There's two outside.
Mm.
And so, yeah, that's perfect for me.
Okay.
Georgia has one TV. One TV and all the volume. The other ones, they have mini volume.
Oh, so let's say Georgia's the night game.
Yes.
And they're whatever. They're standalone,
yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
3:30 comes around, 4 o'clock, might be a Big Ten game on Fox at 4, whatever.
Right, right.
How, are you pre-deciding what gets TV 1, TV 2, TV 3, volume?
No, I was Georgia gets the big TV.
No, but Georgia's not. Forget Georgia.
But no, I'm saying whatever game's on, like whatever the most interesting matchup is, I'll put it on TV 1, and then the other ones will be on simultaneously.
And do you have a remote that you'll flip, say TV 3?
Yes,
because there might be a better game on CW if ACC's got Syracuse and Miami or something. Whatever. That's not a great example, but. Yeah. All right. I like it.
Yes.
I like it. I pretty much know the entire day's layout heading into Saturday,
right.
And I already know what game is going to be on which TV before we even kick off. And then I'll maneuver around. I will sometimes switch the volume off of TV 1 if it's a blowout or whatever, or you know, I keep it pretty loose. Do you also have phone or laptop ready to switch to a nonsense game at a moment's notice?
No. I'll have, like, if I'm outside, I'll usually have my iPad with me.
So then you'll still have three screens.
Yeah.
You're still rocking the same three.
Yeah.
Man, I like that.
Yeah.
I got the four, but I'm pretty much like what you got. The only difference is I am on my phone ready to pop on, like, some nonsense game that's tied in the fourth quarter.
Oh,
like I'll admit, like not to the TVs. I'm not going to go that far.
Right.
But if I see like Purdue and Northwestern is tied, I might pull it up on my phone or laptop.
Oh no, I don't go that far. But I try to keep my phone. Unless George is playing, I try to not to look at the phone all day. I got a new routine. I'm trying to take a break from phone on weekends.
So I get that on Sunday.
On weekends, which is really, really cool.
I don't know what service you have.
Yes.
I can't be on Twitter during a Falcons game because I'll get the post about that play before it shows. So, like, I'll know if there's a touchdown or something because of the stream delay.
Right.
And so I'm off of Twitter during action, and then maybe I'll catch up in the commercial break. So it's close enough. Harry Douglas, our good friend here.
My man.
Obviously, longtime Falcons receiver, Louisville stud, all that. We all know Harry. He was on ESPN doing his top five college football traditions. I want to ask you about this list, and I want to ask you maybe some others that are on the list. And I wrote down one worst tradition. See if you want to go there with me. Number five for Harry Douglas, Notre Dame, the play like a champion today sign.
That's cool.
Number four.
That's cool.
Ohio State dotting the I.
That's cool.
Number three, Clemson's Howard's Rock on the way down the hill.
That's cool as hell.
Still not sure how no one gets injured.
Nobody.
I don't know.
Yes.
Number two, jump around at Wisconsin.
Really cool thing.
And number one, Lee Corso's headgear picks.
That's cool.
That's where I get into, like, all right, man, like you're working for ESPN doing an ESPN bit. Like,
yeah.
That's not number one.
And we know this is this is list, Abe, so he can
do that. No, I know.
I'm just like, the Lee Corso thing, it's cool. It is. It's going to be different without it. You know, but it is what it is.
Do they have to not do a headgear, right? They have to retire that.
Yes.
It's not like McAfee, and I like McAfee for what he is.
Yes.
Don't try and
Right. I agree with that. No, he can't. No, you can't. Once Lee's gone, you gotta let that one go also. I like the Michigan thing where they run and they jump and hit the sign. That's
the sign?
Cool. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I have a couple that I like for a variety of different reasons. When Ralphie the Buffalo runs at Colorado.
It's really cool.
It's cool when it goes great.
Yes.
It's even better when it doesn't.
Yes.
There's been a couple times where Ralphie faked right and went left.
Yes.
And these students are just being drugged.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, you see how big that damn Buffalo is. That one, what about the Oklahoma with the damn
Sooner Schooner? I'm always waiting for that because it looks top heavy.
It tipped one time.
Yeah, it looks like it might go.
Yeah, it tipped
It
one
looks
time.
Like it might go. I do think Toomer's Corner is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if they even still do that after
all that.
And then the Hawkeye. The Hawkeye children wave when they all turn. I think that's a newer tradition.
But it's awesome.
But it rose pretty quickly. And now you've got just everyone involved. You've got the broadcast crew, the fans, the players, the coach. I mean, everyone's involved there. Any other traditions that pop to your mind? You mentioned the Michigan one.
Yeah, though, the freaking that eagle comes in at Auburn. Oh, unbelievable. When he flies in, that is – To be there on the field when that happens, it's unbelievable.
They need to televise that more.
It is stupid crazy. The Tennessee is pretty – it's decent.
With the way the T's formed and all that?
That's pretty cool. I love Georgia's now because –
Hold on, Georgia.
Freaking nuts and the smoke comes right there. Cause no smoke enters like Miami's. We understand that because they're the ones that originated. But when Kirby walking down there with his hands in his sweatshirt and you hear boom 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 boom. Yes.
All right. So let's. Yes. I'll get to the other part later. Let's continue on Georgia because I was going to ask you what's your favorite Georgia tradition. Is that it?
Oh, I mean everything about Georgia. Like the dog walk. I wasn't keen on it when we first started it. But it grew on me. But it's different than before because they get to get dressed in the locker room. Like, we would have to get dressed in the butts building and then walk through the dog walk with our pads. It's fine. It's pageantry and all those. And eventually I started liking it. But the first time we did, I was like, what the hell? It's a long-ass damn walk, coach.
We had one in Indiana. And you got to remember when I was there, they were not good.
No.
They haven't been good hardly ever until last year. No one shows up.
Really?
Like, they're just walking past the tailgate area, and we're like, oh, look, the team. I'm not going to say hi to them because there's a beer here that won't be drunk for 3 minutes if I step away. No one cared, but they did their thing.
No.
I do want to say this about Georgia. I think I don't want to call it a cheer, chant, whatever, on kickoffs.
Yes.
I just think it plays.
No.
I think it plays in the stadium. I think it plays at watch parties. I think it plays at bars.
I say it watching the game.
No, like, and I've been at sports bars watching it, and the whole place rockets out.
Yes.
I think that's mine for Georgia. I think because it's not just for the fans in the stadium, I think it just works everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kicks. I think it's awesome.
I love it.
I did put one worst tradition in college football. Texas A&M's Midnight Yell.
Which one is that one?
They all go at midnight and do some cult stuff.
Oh, I ain't never heard of that. I love the sway. Oh. I love the sway. When they sway in the stands, I love that part.
No, this one was the worst one.
I don't know nothing about that. I like that one.
You know what? You're probably better off not finding out.
Yeah, I mean, how can you leave out Florida State? For the game, the
Osceola?
Yeah, I can leave that out.
There's a lot of great ones. There's a lot of great ones.
That's the only ones I can think of. I'm sure there's somebody, Randy, what about? I'm like, yeah, I forgot about that one too. But, yeah, it's some good ones, especially in the South, man. That damn Wusui pig in Arkansas is pretty damn fun. It's pretty cool.
Cowbells do anything for you?
Oh, dude. Not as much. I hate them damn things. And at Sammy's game this weekend, one of the mamas had that damn cowbell. Worst thing ever, man.
Bevo? Bevo's lazy.
He's a lazy.
He don't do nothing.
But I bet
get him out there and run like Ralphie.
I bet you won't run up on him.
Why would I?
Yeah, exactly. He don't do nothing. He see your ass coming in.
Bro, when he moved that fence, that barrier, yeah. that, like it was nothing.
He was going to eat like that Ugga.
Like it was a piece of paper,
He was
going
to eat Ugga, man.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about week two of the preseason. We've also got some more college football news and notes, and, of course, our good friend Bo Johnson's got the back page at 1240. Going to be a busy noon hour all coming your way on the Midday Show. Abe in for Andy, along with Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.